Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Think Pink. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
And move over, ketchup and mustard, there's a new condiment craze this summer, and you might mistake it for Pepto-Bismol. It is pink, and social media is filled with people putting it on just about everything. Just one little problem. No one's quite sure what's in it.
On June 13th, 2022, Chef P, not her real name, but her TikTok handle, posted a TikTok of a meal she made. Cucumbers, chicken tenders, and a bright Pepto-Bismol pink dipping sauce. She dips a fried chicken tender into a bowl of the sauce and takes a bite. The video itself had over 700,000 views and started a journey of trendiness, controversy, food safety, and mystery, all under the umbrella of Chef P's, spelled P-I-I's, intriguing condiment, called appropriately pink sauce. I know on Wednesday we just did a show on sperm, and now it's another strangely influential viscous liquid. Please forgive me. I swear next week we'll have a cleaner episode filled with ghosts, murder, or non-liquid scandal of some kind. But please, just for 5 more minutes, give me your attention for pink sauce. I promise. You won't be disappointed. The first appearance of pink sauce was on June 13th, 2020. Apparently there was an earlier video made on June 11th, but this is the only one that I could find that was still posted and existed, June 13th. So around June 11th or June 13th is when pink sauce makes its first appearance, at least retroactively, in a giant bowl next to ramen and chicken tenders, which seem much smaller than the sauce in comparison. So who is Chef P? She is a very beautiful, outgoing Miami-based private chef and mixologist who goes by the handle Chef P on TikTok and Flavor Genie on Instagram. She's been chefing for 4 years, and while she introduces herself as Carly P on YouTube, her name has not been confirmed. She's around 29 years old, has 2 young boys, and according to her TikTok, enjoys a lot of things we all enjoy: tattoos, good food, good friends, neon colors, and dipping sauces. Apparently, Chef P's been workshopping a bright pink dipping sauce since June of 2021, but it was formally revealed, like I said, in June of 2022. So what is pink sauce exactly? The pink sauce website lists the condiment's main ingredients as honey, chili, garlic, sunflower seed oil, and dragon fruit, aka pitaya, which is what gives it its natural, bright pink color. The product's early label has a more complete list: water, sunflower seed oil, raw honey, distilled vinegar, garlic, pitaya, pink Himalayan salt, and less than 2% dried spices, lemon juice, milk, and citric acid. The idea for pink sauce came from an unlikely source: P's anxiety. Dragon fruit is a natural stress reliever. In Chef P's own words, she says dragon fruit is rich in magnesium, which helped me out of my anxiety. Quote, "That is my personal story, and this is why I love dragon fruit." She describes the fruit as having a subtle, sweet flavor and its pronounced, dense color as similar to the coloring of beets. And people were into it, enjoying the color and hypothesizing on its flavor, which has been described as very, very mysterious, ranging from sweet ranch to a sweet and sour sauce minus the sour to a kind of milky ice cream. At 11:11 a.m. on July 1st, pink sauce officially launched for sale at $20 for a ketchup-sized squeeze bottle, with the promise that each bottle would be, quote, sweet, spicy, and tangy. And of course, everyone wanted to try it. When it starts shipping out to people, everyone has a different thought about its taste, which was pretty expected. But surprisingly, people also had issues with its packaging, its color, and its texture. The original hue of pink sauce, shown in early Chef P's videos, has been somewhere between a ballet slipper pink and a Pepto-Bismol pink, but the bottles people got were often very pale pink, or like a really bright hot pink. Also, the sauce is supposed to be smooth like ranch, but some people described it as chunky or flaky, as if it had curdled since packaging. In other videos, pink sauce is watery, sputtering out of its container like thinning glue. Some of the bottles have glitter sprinkled on them, with labels affixed with what appears to be glitter glue. And then there's the nutrition label. The nutrition labels on the bottles have typos on them and are lacking in basic multiplication skills. For one, a serving size is 1 tablespoon, and the label says there are 444 servings in a bottle, which would be about 1.7 gallons. This could be a miscalculation, or it could be the creator dropping cosmic hints in the form of angel numbers, something Chef P is very into. Angel numbers are kind of seeing numbers in the world or number patterns and ascribing meaning to them. It's not very scientific. Vinegar is also misspelled as V-I-N-G-E-R. Pink sauce critics also point out that, according to the label on products that customers received, the sauce contains milk, but the packaging doesn't have any refrigeration requirements for food that contains dairy, and it doesn't have an expiration date. Not to mention, shipping something with milk in the summer heat is not safe. Some shipments opened or were punctured in the shipping process, leaving a mess akin to a chunky, mailbox-sized gender reveal party gone horribly wrong. Let's take a break. Of course, Chef P addresses all of her critics and various public concerns via her YouTube channel. Quote, "If you do the math, you will see that we clearly accidentally made a typo. The graphic designer clearly made a typo and put the grams in the servings. Now you guys are judging a prototype. Let's start there. You guys are judging a prototype. A prototype is when a product is not an official product. The pink sauce has only been an official product since the 1st of July. Chef P says also she has plans to revise the product label to instruct people to refrigerate the sauce after opening. She noted that the issues could have been due to the label's design and says that the graphic designer, quote, messed up and that she would triple proofread the new label. Others have speculated online that the sauce may contain mayonnaise instead of milk, which is, again, milk on the label, not mayonnaise. Though Chef P told Glamour, quote, I'm not going to address my process just because of legal purposes with my trademark and stuff like that. We were looking to go into stores. However, their production of my process is absolutely wrong. I'm being judged from a video that I made before pink sauce was a product. I was on my way out to a pop-up shop and I wanted to put the pink sauce on the food that day. And I just created the video. Along with press, of course, the internet is having a field day with all of this. One person seemingly faked his own death and attributed it to the sauce. P responded saying, someone literally lied about dying, and that, quote, he called it a social experiment and smirked when he apologized. The apology wasn't genuine. Not only did it affect my business, but my children had seen that video before I saw that. So I had to come home to my child thinking that I had killed somebody. I'm like, what? She also says, quote, I've been to therapy, thank God. I practiced healthy mental exercises. However, now it's affecting my children. I'm not tolerating it anymore. I know I'm not doing anything wrong behind closed doors. They can't bully me. A subreddit called Pink Sauce Snark has more than 400 members and is essentially dedicated to providing ample reason for people to hate pink sauce. That it makes people sick, it risks botulism, and, oh, all kinds of other things. I will let you check it out for yourself if you can stomach it. The FDA also got involved to help make pink sauce safer than maybe mayonnaise, dragon fruit, and glitter glue. But before they did, Chef P didn't seem to know what the FDA was. In an Instagram live session, she appeared to not know what the F in FDA stood for. Quote, what do you mean FDA approved? She said in response to a question. I don't sell medical products. The pink sauce is not a medical product. The pink sauce don't contribute to your health. But later, P was evaluated by the FDA, and she's working with them to make sure that pink sauce is actually safe for consumption. An FDA spokesperson repeatedly declined to give specifics about any contact they've had with P or about any complaints the agency had received. Quote, the FDA evaluates these practices to ensure that companies are in compliance, but ultimately it is a company's responsibility to produce a safe food product. Says Chef P, quote, I know the whole purpose and why I'm doing this. I have real supporters. So the good comes with the bad and I choose the good over the bad, she said. Pink sauce ain't going nowhere. I have not tasted pink sauce. I'm not sure if I would like it. I don't know if it's my jam. I'm curious, of course. But really, if this TikTok trend has some longevity, it remains to be seen.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.